On Blues Radio International, it's Jesse and Audrey continuing our viral, antiviral world tour, this time landing in beautiful Amsterdam with our friend Ian Siegel. How are you, Ian?
I'm very well, thank you. It's been beautiful until today. It's cloudy and gray outside, but, you know, we're indoors, so that's fine.
Okay. How are things in Amsterdam for you and your bride?
Well, pretty good, you know, all things considered. There's much worse places to be under the circumstances, like the UK, for example. So things have been opening up here, and you know, the pandemic didn't hit as hard as it has elsewhere. So we feel very lucky to be here, to be honest.
Well, we feel very lucky to have you joining us today, and we can't wait to share some of this beautiful music. What are you going to open us with?
I thought I'd. Is it okay if I use a curse word?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yes. Please.
Okay. Please.
It's hard to do this song unless I do. It's a song called "The Shit Hit."
That's okay. Yeah.
I thought I'd better check. You want me to play
for
now?
Emphasis. Yeah.
Absolutely. It did hit, and we'd love to hear it.
Trouble, I think it's part of the plan. Looks like the shit's finally happening. Show him the fame. Something going wrong, and it's giving me chills. Well, when the shit hits, I'm heading for the hill. And you look out for yours, I look out for mine. So I'm going down, like a man said, but it isn't exactly clear. Well, when the shit hits, I'm getting out of
sure did.
Yeah.
That's like, this is like the soundtrack for what's going on.
Well, sadly, yes. The funny thing with that is when I wrote it, it wasn't about anything in particular apart from a being worried about a general shift towards the extreme right, you know, politically across the globe, you know, everywhere. And then like a year later, a French journalist said, "Oh, that song that you wrote about Brexit." I was like, "Okay," and then someone else thought it was about coronavirus, and now, you know, it's just like, I guess you can apply it to many situations, particularly what's going on at the moment. So, yeah, it's I wish that was not true, but it is.
Yeah, it's sadly appropriate.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's an honor for us to have a member of the British Blues Hall of Fame with us today. And so you've got a lot of history and a lot of fans around the world. What are you going to play for us next?
Oh, that's a good question. I think I'll play another one of mine. This is... Let me think. This one is called I Am the Train. We're from the rivers to the mountains, coast to shining coast, a silver line of mercury winding like a ghost. You can hear me in the grasslands, feel me in the trees, moving through the valleys like a wayward summer breeze. You sense me in the atmosphere, across the dusty plain. Yeah, I'm not the stations, I'm not the stops, I am the train. Well, now bring me priests and politicians, secular and sane, and it all the long haul from the cradle to the grave. You can ask them where you're going, they're gonna tell you where they've been. They're all pugilists and pirates underneath the skin. They don't make a world of difference, sacred or profane. Yes, I'm not the tickets, I'm not the tracks, I am the train. Yes, there is a little yellow idol, green and red ones too, burning up the roadside from here to Kalamazoo. But 100 million effigies burning across the land, like many heartfelt messages delivered by my hand. I've seen trials, I've seen tragedies, through the sun and the rain. Yeah, I'm not the platform, I'm not the passenger, I am the train. Did I hear me whistle, hear me whine? Rumble, hear me grind. Won't you see my light come shining through? I got stones in my pathway. Can't you feel my pain? Yeah, I'm not gonna take it all the tracks. I'm the train. Yes, sir. There through wars and pestilence, there through hours of need, driven by your opulence, driven by your greed. You were master, you were slave, I feel the blood upon your hands. I was built by stolen labor that you took from foreign lands. I shone a beacon in the darkness, cast a light upon your sin. You squeezed out all the juice and now you're doing it again. Is it gonna drive you to distraction, drive you clean insane? I'm not the stations, I'm not the stops, I am the train. Yeah, I'm not the sidings, I'm not the blind, I am the train. Well, the mean old fireman, the cruel old engineer.
Thank you.
Yes, you are.
Boy, thank you very much.
You're welcome very much.
Yeah, tell us about how you got started in blues, Ian, because you've obviously, even in your writing, Stones in My Pathway, everything's got all these great historical blues references. How did this all begin for you?
Well, of course, I get asked that a lot. And my best guess... My parents listened to a lot of music I was raised on. My dad was obsessed, still is obsessed with Buddy Holly. And the Stones and the Beatles, of course, were playing in the house a lot. And I think I heard Red Rooster by the Stones and was fascinated by that. And I must have been 3 or 4, I think. And then I found blues myself, that's my best guess. It's like, I don't remember not being aware of blues. You know, I can't recall not knowing who Muddy was or Wolf, you know, so. But I'm thinking probably the Stones was my my pathway into it. And then, yeah, I thank goodness for that. I was just a little too young for that, the 60s generation, the British blues boom. I missed all that. So I was never influenced by Clapton and Peter Green and John Mayall and all that stuff. But thanks to those guys, they opened up our knowledge in the UK of all the original people. So, you know, it's thanks to them that we got to hear about it all.
Who do you remember going to see first among the greats of our music?
Who did I see first? You mean live?
Yeah. That's always a performance everyone points to as having a seminal effect on the way they view blues.
I'd say it was probably Prince. Prince had a huge impact on me. I think I was young when I saw him, and I think I was 16. That was an enormous impact. I know it's not a blues thing, obviously, but I mean, he could certainly play some blues when he wanted to.
Well, it all ties back together. It's all based on blues in one extension or another. So, in your own writing, how did you progress to where you are as a songwriter, as well as someone who memorializes the blues that we're familiar with?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, I realized fairly early on how being original and putting your own stamp on it was important, especially for someone like me who doesn't have the DNA I'm from a completely different country from where blues comes from. So putting having my own lyrics, I think, was important. Otherwise, it's just repetition and copying, you know. So I've always been influenced by great songwriters: Tom Waits, Elvis Costello, Kris Kristofferson. You know, I could go on. Look at Townes Van Zandt. You know, very, very. Bob Dylan, of course. So I think, you know, a combination of those things. I never wanted to just, you know, play blues covers. So trying to have my own voice as much as possible.
Well, you have a really deep catalog of music, and I'm hoping you can share some more of it with us now.
Cool. Let me think. What can I do now?
What can you do is more like it.
If I might trouble you, Mr. Bartender, hope I don't bother you as I reminisce and I try to remember. If I might pull your coat a while, won't you lend me an ear? One more time for the sweet souvenir. Oh, the scent of a sweet perfume. She would paint on paper flowers. Oh, and it feels the very room where we would sit and chit-chat for hours and hours. We have so many memories that I now hold so dear. One more time for the sweet souvenir. Souvenir, I hold you so dear to my heart. So many tears, all throughout the years we were apart. The sea of time washes over me. Shipwrecked with no guiding star. nearer to closing time, says the clock on the wall. Bartender, can't you pass me down one more glass of wine before you make the last call? Yes, and I will try to raise a smile. One last cup of good cheer.
Can you keep going? This is really special. And I can tell that the world is very happy and uplifted just hearing your voice, and your lyrics are really special as well.
That's very kind. Well, you know what? That was from a record I made, and my dear friend from Mississippi, Jimbo Mathis, co-wrote several of the songs and produced... did we co-write that one? Oh, yes, yeah, he wrote a verse of that one. So, but you know, Jimbo has been a big influence on me as well. Not just for songwriting and playing, but his production. He was very much involved in Sweet Tea with Buddy Guy, which was a huge impact on me when I heard that. So, I've been lucky to work with people like that.
Sounds like a creaky tuner there.
Got a creak. These old guitars, they don't hold their tuning too well. I got it.
Tell us about this instrument.
This is one I picked up in Seattle a few years ago. A friend of mine from over there, Mark Riley, who's a great musician and luthier. And it's a 1930. It was a square neck, like a lap steel. And he cut the neck up to make it a round neck. But yeah, it's an Oahu, beautiful thing. And we named it Charlie after Charlie Patton. So yeah, I love this thing. But yeah, the tuning, these old instruments, you know, it can be a little shaky sometimes. The other guitars are 1926, so that's even shakier.
Beautiful instruments.
Thank you. Well, I mean, I'm ready to play another one if you want me to.
We are absolutely ready to hear as many as you want to play, Ian. This is all beautiful.
Speaking of Jimbo, this is one we very much co-wrote together. We did all this via email. But he sent me the first verse and the chorus. And then I took it from there. Very proud of this one. Well, I've been a rambler for many a long year. I've seen the women come and go. Well, now I've made mistakes just like many a man. And I've been down. She's the one. Well, now I've heard a lot of stories that I told some. Kissed me like a mermaid, but my ship was sinking fast. Just when I thought that I could never sail no more,
I was gut shot, I was bloodshot. Then she made the rain stop so that I might find my way back to shore.
So this is all really so nice. What do you look to when you're writing for inspiration? Where's your muse?
I'm not fortunate enough to be one of these writers that can just decide to write a song and sits down and writes. I have to wait. There seems to be two schools, you know, and if inspiration hits me, then it'll come out really fast and I'll have to grab a pen or a phone and get it down. And I'm sad to say it's not that often, but when it happens, it happens. But yeah, it's random for me. You know, I can't give a specific answer to that one. It's just...
Well, that makes more sense to me, Ian, than the alternative. I've never understood how people can schedule it. And you and I both know people who are, I know writers who are this way, and they sit down every morning and they write. I don't know how to be creative on a schedule and how people could ever do that, but some do have that capacity. So what's next here?
I'm just going to retune. I thought, not one of my songs. This is one I'm sure you'll recognize. But remains relevant. But this is a pre-blues song by Stephen Foster. I get it in tune.
Inside of the weary, oh, have lingered outside my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. And whilst we seek mirth and beauty and music light and gay, there are frail forms fainting at the door. And though their voices are silent, their pleading looks will say, oh, hard time.
Very prescient, and the world will never know that we didn't plan this, but I had planned to ask you to close out with that. Not that I expect to be anywhere near closing here. And the reason I was going to ask you is because it was on your album Porch Sessions, if I recall correctly.
Yes, correct.
And I thought that was a great concept when you did it. You tell me a little bit about it. I played this very song on our worldwide shortwave broadcast and got a great response to it. So how prescient that you would just choose to play it. And it's so perfect for today.
Yeah, it really is. It came about in that album, back to Jimbo Mathers again. We'd literally met the day before. Cody and Luther Dickinson and Alvin Youngblood Hart were in the studio with me, and they basically invited Jimbo down, and he started playing it and I joined in. And we kind of hit record. It was pretty much how it happened, you know. It was just fairly coincidental. It was a song I already played, but yeah, we hadn't planned to record it at all, and it just all fell together like that. But we have a lot of moments like that.
It fell together in an exceptionally beautiful way, and I'd commend it to anyone who hasn't heard it. It really moved me very deeply when I heard it on the CD, and so how beautiful for you to play it here. What can you play next?
Oh, well, let me think. Let's go back to that one. Thank you.
going nowhere. He's been there far too long. He seems to think he's bulletproof. No one's proved him wrong. And he spends some time in prison, though it's never held him back. Now he's off to Sacramento in a stolen Cadillac, and he's going to California. California like they do.
So great, and I know you've taken a lot of time with us, and that it's getting even later in Amsterdam, and I try to be a generous person, but I'm going to be very selfish here and ask if you'd play another tune or two for us. It's so good, and I know people around the world are feeling better just hearing you.
Well, that's very kind. I'm a little concerned about my neighbors, but they'll get over it.
Thank you so much for joining us from Amsterdam. My apologies to your neighbors, but this was for the benefit of the world. It's their little sacrifice to make the world a happier place. So it means so much to us that you've joined us here, and we wish you both good health and happiness, and that we'll be seeing you in Florida soon, I hope.
I hope so too. Yeah, absolutely. And thanks so much for asking to do this. It's been really fun.
It's been wonderful for everyone. We love you. Take care, and we'll hope to see you in person very soon.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
come by
anytime.
My pleasure. Okay.
Thank you, Ian.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a great evening.
You too. Bye.
Thank you for joining us today for the Blues Radio International podcast.